Blog Talk Radio.
Upcoming album that will be out this year. What a great message that is. You are free. Take it anywhere you want to go. Wow. Thank you so much, Alan, for that. We really appreciate it. Once again, we want to welcome back our family of listeners. We appreciate so much how our audience has grown into the thousands. And although we can't get to all of you, we hope that we can show you that somehow by listening to our show, you will be able to grow from it, heal from it, and just know some way that you're still connected to your loved ones who have crossed to the other side, and that's what we aim for. So tonight we have an intriguing program for you, and with our wonderfully gifted intuitive medium, Adela Levine. And if you'd like to get a reading with Adela, you can book an appointment with her by contacting her via her website at adelalevine.com or thegreenmanstore.com, and we'll post the links after the show on our show page. So just so you know, Adela gives in-person readings and phone readings, and for our international listeners, we have Adela is able to give readings via Skype as well, so you're not left out, and we want it. Welcome, Adela, back on the show. Hi, Adela.
Hi, how are you doing?
Oh, great. So glad you're here with us. And we want to tell our listeners what we've got coming up for this show. We're starting to do some new formats.
Yes. Also, real quick on Alan's song, just a little quick backstory. We and him and my his sister, we all went to the same church growing up, which was kind of interesting, and now we've all kind of found our own spiritual path, but we all definitely have that kind of foundation with each other, and he's an amazing artist, so it's kind of neat to have a childhood friend who I remember very little, watching him have this amazing voice and pretty much that's what I wanted my gift to be, was to be like a, I love music so much, was to like be like a rock star type of person. But I'm happy to have the gift I have. But so definitely check him out. He's the tour with Lenny Kravitz as a backup singer. He's got an amazing talent. So it's just fun to have all these years later. So today, what is gonna, we're gonna be kind of changing a little bit slowly, right? And we're gonna be doing intuitive readings, which is normally for radio, we kind of get quickly to the subject matter. If you have an intuitive reading, if you're calling in for that, then I'm asking you to kind of just tell me the subject matter, whether it's love or finances and things like that, so we can get quickly to this topic. But normally I wanted to explain to people that how I normally do an intuitive reading is I don't want to know anything about what you're looking to speak about, and I let the person sit down and I tune into the core of who they are. And the core of who you are is the person you were born into this world before your parents, and the world just kind of tells you, no, this isn't who you are, and you kind of lose track of yourself. And I try to guide people to the path that I think is going to fulfill them the most. So basically, I'll usually start to how I see how you tick. So the way I read is I jump in your skin, see how you see the world, so that it gives me a blueprint. Oh, this is why you've chosen this direction. Oh, you kind of forgot about this about 20, or, you know, this is what happened to you as a kid. Now I can understand why you might have gone different directions or where I need to lead you back to. And through that process, I will cover all of the tangible, practical areas about, you know, finances and love and all the things people need to know. But and what people usually want to know is that all comes to me through source, and what that source is, I don't really pay attention to an intuitive reading, so I don't mix the readings. So that's good for people to know. Like, I don't do a half intuitive, half medium reading, because I'm already opening myself up to let come through me as a conduit, and I just don't question who's talking to me when I'm doing an intuitive reading. So it could very well be your guides and your angels and your family members helping me see you and everything, but I just kind of keep that closed, and then I use my own kind of tentacles to tap in to the person. So that's how an intuitive reading is. But for tonight, we're asking people to just state which area you want me to, you know, see. And,
yes,
right.
Exactly. And you were also talking to me about how when somebody has somebody that has crossed over, a lot of times that they will help in the reading to talk about what's going on with their intuitive reading and what's going on in their life, what they can see, and help guide in their paths if it is a relative that they really do need to talk to as well. And then it turns kind of into a mixture of a medium reading slash intuitive reading.
I just don't want people to confuse that I'm doing half and half. But what I think you mean is when I do medium readings, it's just a given that the medium reading, when I normally do a long, you know, regular medium reading, this is like a flash, you know, quick, you know, let's get to the point of who the person's talking to. But we can do this in on the radio as well, is that normally in a medium reading, what people don't realize is that your loved ones can help you with things going on in your life. So the first initial thing is to make contact, make sure it's the person you think they are, and how you make sure is the confirmation. So a lot of times people wonder why in medium readings do mediums to like focus on a watch someone gave you. Like, why are they talking about a watch when I have all these questions about, you know, what happened and what are they doing? And the reason why they focus on these objects, or what I like to call confirmations, and the random, the better. So the more random that they say something that you are like, where that came out of left field, why are they talking about oatmeal cookies, is because they want to show you that it's really them talking, because they're setting you up to say, okay, now I got some stuff to tell you to help you with your life. Now I want to help you with, like, your job or your love life, or why are you so stressed about money? Because I have this bird's eye view, and I don't want to just you know, talk about why I died or how I died. I don't only want to talk about that. I want to help you.
Exactly.
So that's what the actually is the medium reading is about. I just don't want people to confuse that intuitive reading is solely about you and what's going on with you, and we're not talking to the dead, because not everybody needs to talk to the dead. So the twofold thing you get in a medium reading is you get to, you want the connection of your loved one, because why do you miss them? It's because you do miss that bond of them being in your life. You know, like
yes.
Maybe your mother gave you best advice, maybe your aunt gave you best advice, maybe your best friend died. And so you don't just want to confirm, I'm not there to show off, oh, I knew these things about you. Oh, isn't that great? I'm there to do that so that you really believe it's them and not me talking, so that when they have something to say to help you either emotionally or tangibly, you really know it's them and not me.
Right.
So what we do is a back and forth. Okay, here's a confirmation. Here's some random tidbits that you go, wow, only they knew that. And then they go, okay, great, got that. Okay, let's move on because I got some things to say.
Yes.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, exactly. So definitely you can do that.
Okay.
And we would like to try to let people know tonight when you're getting a medium reading to know that that your loved ones can help you with what's going on with your life and to maybe be open to that, and but not to feel that if you have one intuitive reading that you have to talk to someone who's passed,
mm-hmm.
because unless you really have someone to talk to, it's not going to do you any good anyway.
Is that because it's difficult for them to cross over to have this communication, or?
Well, when people come in and they're saying, if they say to me, I'm just kind of curious, and the connection isn't as strong.
Mm-hmm.
So in other words, if you're just curious and you don't really have anybody, then you open the gates and the floodgates come in. So they're like, oh, you're not looking for someone specific, so we don't have to step aside. So your great-grandparents and your aunts that you never met and all kinds of people just come in because they're so excited to talk to someone living.
So it's a real heartfelt connection.
It's a heartfelt, and also kind of sounds funny, but the spirits know to be respectful. We're not going to jump on your toes. If you want to talk to someone really important to you, we're going to step aside and let you have that connection with that person. That's also came out of me kind of honing that, because it used to be where they all would bombard me and I got really strict. I'm like, no, you guys got to step aside and let this person connect who they really need to connect to, and then you can come in and talk to them.
Mm.
But if you're just kind of going, I don't know, whoever, they're like, oh, great. You know, like, yeah, so like
okay.
I've had people like ex-boyfriends and things are like, just start popping in, and it can kind of get a little nutty.
I see.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, that's a great information
yeah.
and great understanding
yeah.
for what's going to go on tonight. So with that,
mm-hmm.
why don't we go ahead and go to our first caller?
Yeah, let's go for it.
Waiting here for a while here. We're going to they call it before the show, just to let you know. So there's some of us
and
that have been waiting for a while.
We probably want to remind people that we want to get to everybody, but this is a sample of what the reading is.
Yes.
And
yes.
It's going to be short readings, very short, and we may not be able to get to everybody because we have, I guess, quite a few people.
Yeah,
okay.
We're going to do our best. And,
again,
we'll have your website posted where they can get in contact with you for further readings. So, okay. All right. Well, we're going to go jump ahead there to the 415 area code. Just a moment, please.
Hi. Good evening.
Hi. Hi, how are you?
Ladies. Good. How are you?
Good. What's your name?
Great. So my name is Sophie.
Okay. And what kind of reading
are you looking
for?
Yeah. So an intuitive reading.
Okay.
I graduate in May, and I wondered if after I graduate, if you see a relationship with me and Peter picking up again.
Okay, so what I'm going to do, like in a flash moment, is kind of describe a little bit of how I see Peter to make sure I'm tapping into the right man.
Okay.
And then I'll go from there. Because, you know, sometimes you can have other people around you you don't even know is interested in you. And I could be
okay.
picking up on their attachment.
Yeah, I'm not very good on picking up that kind of stuff a lot.
Yeah, most people aren't. That's the funny thing. Well, when I see him actually like kind of like a kind of smooth interaction. Like, in other words, I don't actually see a bunch of difficulties with him. He's not high maintenance, in other words. Like, I feel like he's very, like, what you see is what you get. He's very good at communicating. He does kind of tend to pull back a lot, so I kind of feel like you can feel like a really strong connection with him, and all of a sudden he might jump back, sidestep. So I kind of feel that that's what happened between the two of you. So I don't see it done because I don't see him leaving the situation. For some reason, it looks like he sidestepped. I don't know if it got a little bit too... It kind of feels like it could have gotten a little bit too real for him, and he just kind of jumped to the side. Did you... were you guys starting to talk some kind of serious talk? Because if for some reason I see him freaking out a little bit.
Yes. Yes. Okay. And it's happened on both ends. Sometimes it's happened with me and then it happens with him. And
feeling is that this is actually pretty real between you guys. And I feel like it's fear. That's it. And it's kind of rare. So you should take this as a pretty great thing that I see this, because I get this question a lot from people when they, when someone's in their life and they're out. And for the most part, I don't really ever see too often it being like a clean situation. So in other words, usually there's actual, like, you know, blockages in the way of the people. But what I feel that's in between the two of you guys is just really just fear.
Okay.
So if you guys can communicate that and address where this is coming from, my feeling for him is, he's been disappointed a few times, and it's almost like I feel like you guys are like, is this too good to be true, or do we really have the connection we think we have, or is it really just
a fluke? Yeah, it feels scary when it's so, you know, like it's so, you know, it's so real, and then you go, could this be, just like you said, could this really be true, you know?
Yeah, no, that... I feel that the biggest block with him is that he tends to get in his head, and when he gets in his head, he starts kind of overthinking things, and that's where his fear pops in. And for you, as soon as he gets that way, then your fear pops up, and then you guys both just kind of, you know, part ways. So my feeling is if you want to be with him, I don't see this done situation. I actually see this as something that is much bigger than the two of you. But you might have to kind of lead the way to point out that you both are being very fearful, that you guys are making up ghosts, phantom situations. These are just like a phantom problems. There really is not any that much problems between the two of you besides fear. So don't blow it over fear. That would be a mistake.
No, and we're just on two continents. We went on one continent, but we both live on different continents. But that's why, but like I said, school finishes for me in May, and then kind of my calendar is open, has a lot more flexibility at that point.
Yeah, well, I think that would be a good thing to explore, because I feel like both, especially you, but... because you're kind of more aware of it than him, but I think you regret it if you don't explore it.
Okay. Okay. And so thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Sophie, so much for sharing.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a great night.
You too.
You too. Thank you so much. All right. We are going to go ahead and jump on over real quick. Thank you so much for sharing. I'm sure a lot of people could relate to what Sophie's talking about.
Yeah, but it's nice to see that there's truly a connection. It's just fear.
Yeah, yeah. We
all can relate to that.
Yeah, we walk around fear-based for a lot of things. So.
Yeah, love is hard.
Take a deep breath and take the plunge, right?
Yeah.
Oh, goodness. All right. Okay, we're going to go on over to the 718 area code now. Just a moment, please.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Yes.
Hi. This is Bryn calling. I'm not quite sure what category this would go under, but I've experienced some trauma lately, and I'm trying to find out if there's still traces of it with me, and if there is, what is the best way to deal with it?
Some trauma, are you talking about emotional trauma?
Well, I'm sure it affected my emotions, yeah.
Okay. Okay, let me see. Well, because the reason why I ask is when I see the trauma, it looks more like emotional than it looks physical. That's why I was asking. So was it like a loss?
Yeah, well, it was a mugging in New York City. I grew up there in New York City, but I've been living up in Massachusetts for a while, and I got mugged on the street by somebody.
Oh, so it was definitely physical. Okay. But it's more emotionally kind of getting to you is what you're saying, right?
I guess, yeah.
Well, I mean, my feeling is, I mean, I don't know, because I just didn't get a hit on the physical as much as it feels like it's definitely affecting your heart and your mind, which is kind of more the psychological and emotional part, obviously. As far as what to do about it, if you're asking, I kind of get the sense you might be asking if something like that would creep up on you again. I mean, I don't see that. But I do feel that it's kind of like that, kind of like, are you starting to kind of close yourself off and not get out and not do things like you used to?
Well, yesterday I got sick. I don't know if it's food poisoning or a physical reaction to the trauma, because I threw up a lot, you know, and I don't know if it was all about something biologically in the food and or a combination of a reaction to the emotional thing. And so I didn't go out yesterday. And
yeah, no, I don't feel like it's actually something physically to the food. I think that whenever you get, what it feels like is whenever you get ready to do anything in the public setting, this is a reaction you probably are going to have. Have you gotten counseling for it?
For the trauma, no.
You definitely, I mean, my feeling, because it's definitely a counseling type of thing, you definitely should get somebody to help you through it, because that's just like a post-traumatic syndrome type of thing. And
right.
What I kind of would be concerned about is seeing you kind of more hermiting or developing kind of tics in a way that you, you know, kind of like an OCD type of thing. And you don't want to head down that road. And I also feel
right.
like other people didn't really handle it very well around you. I don't know if you haven't been able to talk about it with people or if they kind of downplayed it, because, I mean,
I've told some people about it, but, you know, but just to tell friends, you know, that type of thing.
Yeah, I just don't know. I just don't feel like a lot of support around what happened. So, you know, people, especially in New York, I mean, I lived in New York, they're so kind of callous to that sort of thing. So there may not be a lot of, like, true understanding. So it's good to go to somebody who's completely removed, you know, and also who can actually, who's trained to help you through it. And so I kind of feel like you've downplayed it way too much, and you should just, it's okay, don't worry about pushing yourself out there and going to get some therapy. That just to get, I don't see it even going on very long. It feels like a very small hump, just to kind of know that this is real, like you really are having trauma. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. What happened to yesterday to me is definitely trauma, not food. But you don't want that to become a regular occurrence. You know what I mean?
No, right. Right.
That would be an awful way to live.
Oh, geez.
Sure.
Okay.
All right.
I sure hope you feel better soon. Thanks
okay.
for calling.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that sort of case is definitely kind of like, I always want to refer someone to like more of a,
more professional.
Professional psychologist, because that's definitely more, you know, that's real, and he may need help with that, with somebody who can help him through it before it becomes way more of a burden.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do internalize things a lot. They
right.
do manifest physically a lot of times too.
Yeah,
so.
They manifest physically all the time, I think.
Right.
Yeah, you get headaches, and someone
yeah.
you talk just hung up on the phone with somebody.
Yeah, that's pretty sad. Yeah.
Yeah.
Best of luck to you, Bryn. Goodness. Okay. There's all kinds of things going on out there, isn't there?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we're going to go now to the 864 area code. Just one moment, please.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, my name is Dawn. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm okay.
What did you want today?
Oh.
Tonight?
Yeah, I don't know if it would be, I think it might be considered family, but it's more or less my sister and what her core issues are with me.
Okay, core issues. Okay, yeah, that's a good one. So your sister's court issue, she's, is this like a family court thing she's going through?
She's going through many court things. Yeah, kind of.
Okay.
I have a lot of sisters in her name.
No, it's not her name. I just it's for the sake of the radio. If you could just tell me the area of court that she's in. Like, is this like a family? Because I mean, I don't know. The one if she's doing a bunch of them, the one I was picking up on was more family, like court, like when you're battling about like if she's going through a divorce or something.
No, she's actually she lost her child. But I don't think she's really worrying about getting him back right now. She has other issues right now, I think, but I'm trying to figure out what her issues.
Okay,
yeah.
So that's what I mean
Why?
By family court. That she, you mean
yeah.
that they took her child in, away from her?
They did, but
okay.
I don't think they're going for that.
No, but that's kind of the center. You know what I'm saying? So, like, what I mean by family court is like my. So basically she has all these other kind of legal stuff going on that is probably, is she on drugs or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Because, I mean, even though I know that you are concerned about her issues there, because you, obviously you're the one looking and seeing if she can heal those issues, then maybe that can happen. But I kind of get the sense from you that you feel like that she blew that that's never going to change. But I don't feel like she gets that, is what I'm trying to tell you. I don't feel like she gets that this is like a permanent situation. So the reason why I want to tell you that is because all this other stuff she's going through, the drug thing and all that, do not talk to her about, in other words, if you start to talk to her about like you blew your chances with your kid, she will go deeper into her problems. She's kind of got a need to think somewhere in the back of her mind, even if it's unconscious, that there's hope with her kid. That was what's going to push her through all this other stuff. As far as on a legal basis, it doesn't look well because what I keep seeing is piled up on her. I just keep seeing there's like things piled up. Like in other words, are they looking at her for jail time?
They probably are now because she got out for drugs and then they went ahead and as soon as she got out, she went back to drugs, and now she now they're looking for her because she never went to her probation officer.
Yeah, it's pretty much piled up against her. I mean, as far as what's going to happen with her, I don't see her. I see like she's like hiding out with someone pretty seedy, and it's gotten pretty seedy in her life. Ironically enough, I do see her talking about like how she's going to get her kid back, which is just delusional. But that's normal, you know what I mean? So that's why I'm saying whenever she goes there, if she talks to you, don't even argue with her, because I know it sounds crazy, but it's like what I see for her, it's the one pin, it's like a pin light of hope in her life. But my feeling is that she's going to end up in jail for sure. I mean, they're going to get her.
Her son is, he's got some disabilities, so I was actually, because he's in the system right now, I applied for him to get him, and I told her, I said, if you get your life straightened out, I do tell her, you know, maybe you can get your life straightened out and try and get him back. I said, but I'm going to apply for services, I mean, to get him. But I was just trying to figure out why she chose, like, what happened in her life. That's why I asked her what the court issues might be. because I'm trying to figure out why, how did this happen? Like, where did she
go
wrong?
How'd she get that far? I don't know if she shares with you, but when I kind of pin it down, it looks like something happened to her very little.
There was
definite abuse happened to her in a couple of forms. You know, I don't know if you want me to blast that on air, but it definitely looks like she had some pretty severe. It's like it happened to her. And it happened to her many times, and she's just, when she was little, she was different. She was like a whole different person. So she just was kind of open and free. She's actually a very free spirit, and that's kind of what, when you're a free spirit like she is, when you have some of that kind of abuse, it just kind of crumbles you to your core, because it's like you just don't expect the world to be that harsh. And to her, it just everyone handles it differently, and for her, it kind of crumbled her to her core. And she's been running.
She did tell me she felt like there was sexual. She told me that she thought there was when she was younger. But
there was.
I
would believe her. She does. She's not sure. You got to understand. When she says she thinks, that's because she's so drugged up, she doesn't even know anymore what's dream state, what's wake state. You know what I mean? She's numbed herself for so long. She doesn't even know
She's also saying that, which, I mean, I know she's on drugs right now, but of course sisters don't get along, but she's blaming me because I was not nice to her when we were younger or something.
Yeah, that's the drugs talking. Don't listen to that.
She's pretty much that, and I'm like,
That's when you go from, like, true hurt where something happened and you go to manipulative behavior to get you to do what she wants. So it's very hard to tell, because that's when... What people understand is when you have these kind of injuries when you're a child, you open up a wound, and that's where kind of dark energy, I don't mean like demonic or evil, but I mean like negative dark energy where, like, you know, just kind of attaches itself to you and it just festers. And that kind of thing she's talking about comes out very like, you weren't nice to me, and it comes out very nasty. That's the drugs, that's all the years of numbing, and that's like corrupted now. The little girl that I see who's crying and in pain is separate. So it starts to get hard to believe, what do you believe, you know?
Right.
So what I would do is...
I'm sorry, she thinks it's my dad that did it to her when she was younger, which, I mean, I don't know. I'm just going by what she said.
What I was going to say earlier is that who did it to her, the reason why she's had to bury it so deep, because it's an ultimate betrayal. It wasn't just some kind of random person. And she doesn't feel like no one's ever going to believe her. And she didn't feel like no one believed her then. And she kind of led her life thinking no one would ever believe her. It's a toughie because it's so buried now. You know what I mean? Among all the other stuff that she's throwing your way, that it's going to take years of unraveling that before you get to the truth. But if you suck yourself into that, you're just going to suck yourself into a deep hole. What you're trying to do for her kids, is your best bet. Help save the next generation. And I know you want to save your sister, but it's like you're in a boat trying to jump into the water. You're going to drown. You can keep the lifeboat waiting for her, and when she's ready to come into it, great. You're waiting for her, but don't reach down into it, because she's so far deep in a dark tunnel right now. You know, you're just going to get lost in it. So the best thing you can do is help her children.
Well,
you're doing the right thing. Yeah.
Well, I highly appreciate it. Thank you very, very much.
You're welcome. Best
and
of
you
luck
have a...
to you. You too.
Oh, thank you.
Best of luck to you. Yeah, it's really just so tough when, first of all, a sister is so lucky to have a sister like this
absolutely.
To take care of the children. And when the drugs start, from numbing yourself from all the pain that happens, it just backfires. So
The thing is with drugs or with abuse, it kind of creates rips in the soul. Actually, you could even see them. People who do healing, they're like little black rips. And when you create these rips from abuse, and you have many rips, then any negative type of energy. So if there's somebody who who sees that in you and they're manipulative, or that, you know, they can start, it could start getting in. And like, you know, and even like negative energies that spiritual and all that stuff float around can start, they call it attaching
mm-hmm.
itself to those energies, into those holes.
And they feel it's justified.
Well, I mean, they don't really even know it's like an attachment. That's why, like, if you start to really try to clean someone off in that way, they can kind of go berserko, because you're, like, you're ripping off something that's become part of them. They don't know. When I was talking earlier about the core of who you are, like, the core of her, she's really, like, this free-spirited person, but she's become this person who, because of the abuse and now the drugs, where she's turned into this whole different person that's not even her true self anymore.
Yeah.
And it takes a while to clean that off, and those, it starts with these rips. That's why when you have rips that happen to you, it's important to take the time to heal them. Because if you don't, it festers and it attracts, you know, basically for visual, it's not literal, but figuratively it's like magnets that are now feeding off of it, you know, and that's why it's important to clean your wounds off.
Get help early.
Get help and cry. Like, people are very afraid to go through processes of what you need to do to heal.
Yeah. Oh, best of luck to you. Oh. Okay. All right. We're going to go on over now to the 610 area code. Moment here.
Okay.
Unmute. Thank you for taking my call. Hi.
Hi. How are you? What's your name?
Marilyn.
Hi, Marilyn. And
hi.
What type of reading were you looking for?
I was looking for a love reading, but I wanted to say to the man and anyone who's had any kind of trauma or anything,
mm-hmm.
I sometimes volunteer with prisoners, and I suggest they Google radical forgiveness. There's a free worksheet, and along with, of course, getting some psychotherapy that might be really, really beneficial for him and anyone else with any stuck emotions whatsoever.
Yeah, no, that's a very good suggestion. I think that probably for him, you know, I agree, forgiveness is important, but, you know, kind of having someone to talk to get to that point is also probably really important. So,
yeah.
But yeah, definitely very good. So what was your reading was about love?
Love.
Okay, love. Okay. all right, hold on. So the love... looks like there's somebody there, but I don't see the person so attached. So is this someone you are dating, or is this someone you're hoping to be involved with?
Hoping.
Okay. Have you not said anything? Because I feel like they're clueless.
There's absolutely no one in my life I'm
hoping
for a relationship.
You? Okay, maybe that's why I speak clueless. I actually have thought, I don't know if there's a close friend that you tend to hang out with, but I don't know why, but I saw somebody who looked like a close friend that maybe you wouldn't consider, that I think is actually kind of interested in you. Do you have like a close, like a best friend? I mean, I see masculine energy. Is this male we're talking about? Men?
Yes.
Male friend?
No. I mean, I kind of hang around, you know, casually around a couple of guy friends, but the one that, no, there's nobody that I would consider.
Okay. Well, just like kind of FYI.
FYI.
Yeah, I do see him. He's kind of not your type. He's a little bit too in his head and a little bit not really good socially, but he's a nice guy. But he does seem to have a little more feelings. Okay, so let's look at somebody like that you are interested in. sorry. My feeling is that I see you getting out there. I see you actually pushing your energy out, so that's good. I mean, I don't see you, like, closed off. I don't see your heart closed off, which is good. But I don't see you kind of meeting someone, like, in the same line. Like, I don't know if you're consciously realizing, or let me say it this way. The kind of person I see you meeting has to be someone in your same spiritual line. So you're a very high-conscious person. You're very spiritual, obviously. And I feel like you have to meet somebody kind of doing something you're passionate about, something you really believe in, kind of like what you were talking about, but not someone in prison. But I'm just saying, like, I didn't want to know. I'm not trying to down it or anything. I don't think that'd be very helpful. Because my belief is that when I see you, actually, I feel like you're right on the verge of meeting someone that's a long-term. And let me explain that it may seem like I say that a lot because that's like something people always want to hear, but I actually don't. The way I usually see love is that someone could be around the corner, which tells me that could be like a year or so, or someone's like down the street, which is even a little longer, or I might tell people it takes a while. But with you, I actually feel that you've been doing the work on yourself and kind of clearing the way, that you really are a little more clear on what you want. So I see the person coming in, but I don't know, what are you doing? Are you just kind of going out with friends? Are you not? Because I don't see you meeting that person that way. I actually see you meeting them kind of almost like you go on like a yoga retreat or some kind of like convention or something that is in the line of what you're passionate about, because that is what you've been waiting for, that kind of real true connection. Yeah, don't do online dating and don't do bars. Never. You're not going to be anybody like that. Not going to happen.
I mean, some people do, but I won't, is what you're saying.
I don't see that. Just for people to know, internet dating doesn't really work for very conscious, intuitive people, unless it's like a conscious, intuitive dating website, but there's not too many out there like that. But when they're the kind of websites that's just like asking for stats, it doesn't really work very well unless it's like promoting like heart connection. So I would say for you, I see you meeting someone kind of like you're going on a retreat or you're going out somewhere. I don't see it totally hitting you over the head. Some people have to get hit over the head. I see it happening where you, because some people have to, like, it has to surprise them for them to believe it. I kind of feel like you won't be totally surprised. It will be a very smooth situation where you meet them, you know that you have this connection, he knows that you guys have this connection, so it kind of runs nice, but it doesn't have to bonk you over the head. Like, some people need that. So what I would say is continue to wrap it up, to give you a clear sight on this. I see this coming very soon. It actually feels like within this year, but you need to just kind of cut the fat and not do these silly things and come from who you really are, which is you need to meet someone in a deeper connection. So I see it happening, having to do with things that you're really passionate about. Because that's your true partner.
That's beautiful.
So don't give up on it. It's coming. I see him coming. He's looking too. So don't worry.
Well, I tried eHarmony for a few weeks, and my heart, you know, I'm like, oh, I feel like I need to put the energy out there, but no, it's
right.
I'm not feeling it.
Right.
I'm not feeling it.
You have a really pretty smile. I just see you have this really bright smile. So you need someone who looks at you and sees the glow on your face, and, you know, you need that, and you need to see that about, because that's how you connect with people. So a computer is not going to do it.
No. Do you see anything about him, characteristics?
Well, that would be too much for these purposes right now.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks so much for sharing on that, Marilyn. So sorry that we have to kind of cut things short a little bit, so
fine.
We give everybody a little chance, but that kind of sets you up on your way there. And thank you so much for sharing. I really appreciate it. And if you'd like further readings with Adela, you welcome everybody, by the way. It's Adela Levine, adelalavine.com. You can check her out there or at thegreenmanstore.com.
And just a little tidbit on the love thing, because obviously love is probably one of the top-tier questions besides money.
Right.
Is that, because I don't want to cheapen it, and this could be helpful to everybody to know.
Sure.
When you're looking for love and you're wondering what's going on and why is it not going your way, when you're an intuitive person and a sensitive person, you're pretty bad at love, because you tend to try to look for love from the same place. So in other words, if you're used to using your intuition and everything on life, your intuition comes from the same place as your emotions. So what you might want from somebody versus to what they truly are. So when you're a high conscious person who's very intuitive, you could look at someone and see their higher self, the person you see them they could be, and you might fall in love with that. Oh, this is a person they could become. So that is the person I'm falling in love with, and we have a bad time at seeing the person that they are in the present moment. That's one thing that trips people up who are wondering why usually their intuition works really well in other areas. But when you start looking at the person in that moment and you see those red flags, listen to those red flags.
Yes. No rose-colored glasses.
Yeah, and not hoping like, oh, one day it will be a little bit different. And the other thing about love is finding love. And you want to, just like getting your true calling, you want to find somebody who's on this, who's walking in the same path as you.
Yeah.
So if you are out there going to bars and you're out there going to clubs and you're wondering why you're not finding them, you're forcing it. But if you're truly living your true calling, and this happens, and you'll hear stories about this all the time, like, I don't know, I was just doing my thing, and I went on, like, you know, a retreat, and I wasn't even looking for it, but I'm really passionate about what I do, and I met this person in the same line. So that's why I would say to people, like, if you want to find someone, if you're looking to match up stats, it doesn't work. But if you let yourself just live your life and live it in your, you know, true self, and you do things you're passionate about, and then you meet that person probably in that same energy, and then the connection is more organic. So in other words, you want it more organic. And a lot of times, some people have to get bonked over the head where they're so stubborn they want to control it that they have to get surprised and be like, oh, I didn't expect that at all, and it makes them believe in it more. And some people kind of know when they're open, and so then when they see the person, it just kind of like clicks and it happens that way. But either way, it's not when you're sitting there planning it and
okay.
writing it down.
And that brings up a question one of our listeners wrote in about, by the way, you're welcome to write in for questions.
Yes.
On general questions about the process.
Mm-hmm.
And we will address them on the different shows. But they were asking what the difference is between how much do we play a part in meeting a person versus what's planned for us, meeting that person.
Right. Well, I would say in all of your life and everything, we play a part in everything. So in other words, I don't believe in preordained destiny. What I believe in is that there's many different paths you can take. And let's say you were going to go to someone tells you, feel a feeling you want to go onto this retreat or something, and you know, your mind tells you, no, don't go, and you don't trust your gut, you don't trust your heart, and you don't go to this place, and you just change the future. Maybe that person, I'm not saying you blew it. It doesn't mean that person may not pop up at another place, but you changed how it was all going to go down.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't mean that maybe you won't find your way to that person, but you might have just changed the way it happens. So in other words, everything's free will. So that's why in readings, I can look at your business life and your career, and it shoots like a straight arrow because it's like it's just kind of like it's a more like hard way. You know, it's like this is going to happen because it's already in motion. That's going to happen. But when you have love, well, has anybody ever got a handle on love? No. I mean, they write songs about it. They write movies about it. Nobody can figure it out. I mean, not the brightest person on the planet could figure out love because it's not a tangible thing, and it's so real at the same time, quote, unquote, which,
yeah.
depending on what you think real is. So you have you, and you have the person you love, and then you have the relationship. Those are three different entities happening at the same time. That is crazy, volatile craziness
yeah.
that can shift at any moment, and because it's emotional, you can't stand that person one day, and then tomorrow something clicks in you like, I've been an idiot, what have I been thinking? That's why they write movies like that, you know, what was I thinking? I've been blind, I've been so selfish, I didn't realize that the love of my life is in front of my eyes, and tomorrow it all shifts.
Yes.
That you are playing a part in it, because are you willing to grow? Are you willing to do the work to open yourself up? Are you willing to take responsibility for your past decisions that you made and say, you know what, I'm not a victim. Maybe there's something I'm not seeing. Maybe
and preparing yourself
right.
for. Right.
Open your heart. It is it's something you have to take responsibility for. And what happens in love, people get hurt and they just blame the other person. And yes, the other person could hurt you, but what were you doing to participate in that? And that's hard for people to do, but when you can do that, that's where healing can come. That's where growth can come.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that's why love is tricky, and that's why I don't believe in predicting love. But what I can do is see, okay, where's this volatile, crazy thing called love? Where is it in your life right now? This is where I see it is right now. But in relationships, I'll tell people there's always somebody who holds the ball. It changes continuously. Right now, you're holding the ball. If you want this to go, you have kind of a lot of say. If you don't want it to go, but tomorrow, that person could be holding the ball because it's such a ping-pongy, volatile, all-over-the-place, messy thing.
Sure.
And that's why I don't believe in trying to control it.
Uh-huh.
So I can tell you what I see happening in the present moment, and I have to be very much in the moment when I'm looking at love versus the people who just want to say, this is for sure going to happen, because that's just, you know, because it could change. You could decide no. It could present itself to you, and you could turn it down.
That's it. So the situation and the person can present themselves, but
yeah,
what happens with
right.
it?
Right. If you're looking for somebody who's like cold, like, some, oh, I'm really attracted to somebody who always kind of like it's hard to get, and the person who comes up to you who's like open and free and loving, you're like, I don't know, they seem too open and free because you don't get, you haven't healed yourself to get, wait a minute, maybe there's something about me that doesn't feel value enough to like allow someone to love me, then you just miss that person. Or he may not even see you because he's looking for someone open and free. So he may not even notice you at all. You guys might miss each other completely because he's not looking for someone who's attracted to someone who's cold and, you know, who look, you know, attracted to loose people or whatever.
Yeah.
And so that's why it's super tricky, because you got to continuously look at yourself and figure out what's going on, not
and
just at the other person. Yeah.
The big picture is all about
big
growth.
Big picture, you know, it's always about the big picture.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
All about growth, right?
So that should help people, because that is our number one. I don't care where you are in your life. When people come in to see me, I don't care what your numbers are, what your bank account is, what kind of status you have. Love. Love is a big, 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 big question. Because everybody wants it.
And it sure feels great.
And it feels good, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, okay, Adela, how about we go to another caller?
Yeah, let's go for it.
All right, in the 207 area code, just a moment.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, name is Dee.
What's your name?
I like no issues. D.
Your name's D? Did you say D?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, that's cool. I won't give away my secret, but I just did. I use that name when I don't want to give
really?
My full name at Starbucks.
Okay.
Yeah, because it's too hard to spell, so I just call myself D. That's my alter ego. What was your question again?
I want to know what you see for me for relationships.
Oh, so just what we were talking about, love. Okay.
Yes.
So in the love department, you're looking for somebody? Is that it? You're looking to find someone? Is that
I
what you mean?
Have someone come. I have
you met
someone,
someone
coming back and forth. Yeah, I have someone
okay,
coming
okay.
in
let
and
me
out.
Take, all right, let me take a look at that. All right, so when I see this person, is this, masculine energy, by the way, I forgot to tell people I see energy,
yes.
not gender. Is that male or female?
Yes.
Male, okay.
Male.
When I see this person, I see him as super confused, and not just because you're saying he's going back and forth, but I mean, I feel like around you, I kind of feel like he creates kind of like a volcano around you of confusion, because I feel like
yes.
he can come in really fast and furious and leave fast and furious.
Yes.
You guys have a lot of passion, though. That's the thing. And that kind of sucks you in. Because I see a lot of passion, and that's a hard thing to turn down. I feel like what I like about the situation is I feel like his feelings are genuine. But it's like as soon as it reaches a plateau, and I'm kind of trying to see why he tends to kind of bail right when it looks like things could go to the next, into a good level. And I kind of feel like it has to do with his own instability. Is he not working or something, or is he unhappy with his work right now?
I don't know if he's unhappy. He's quite wealthy.
Oh, okay. Okay. Why does it look like he worries about money? Is that his fear? About, does he think you're wanting money from him? Because I just feel like there's something unstable about him and money. Like he, I thought it had to do with him not working or something, or money, or if it's his fear of losing money. Maybe it's, maybe I'm picking it up wrong, but I kind of feel like it's around money is what I feel. Is he worried about you? Does he mention anything like that out loud?
He doesn't talk about that sort of thing.
Yeah, I kind of feel that it would be good if you could have a conversation with him about it, because I actually think it would break his weirdness about things. Because I actually feel like he every time he starts to feel close to you, he gets worried this is about money.
He
like,
might,
I don't know if he doesn't trust it.
He's been used a lot.
Okay,
by other people.
That's what it is. Okay, because I was like, it was a little confusing, and then I'm also trying to fast speed this, but I kind of heard and saw instability around money, so I wasn't sure if he was unstable around it. Now I see what it is. It's his feeling, his whole unstableness of just the worriness about, oh, no, this person, yeah, okay, that makes more sense. So my feeling is if you actually break the wall and, you know, just kind of break it open, the subject matter, and just say, look, I'm sensing that you might be worried about this, and let's talk about it because that's not where I'm coming from. And he's heard those words before, but if you let him know, look, if you don't believe my words, just watch my actions so that you can see I'm not. Because I think that's his only block. I don't see it anything else. I think he's very drawn to you. Does he cut it off and then, you know, is like he's out of there and then he's always the one to contact you? He can't stay away from you, you know. He's very, very taken by you and he's very drawn to you and he has a lot of passion, but that's his fear. So my feeling is you just have to be very careful about it. But I would talk about it and I would talk about it like over a simple, just a simple, say, hey, why don't you just come over and have a glass of wine or have a beer or just keep it really simple, not like a big to-do. And I would say...
Well, I'd like to, but he's gone again.
Yeah,
you know,
he'll come, he's going to come back. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
He's not going to stay away that long. I don't know how long he normally stays, but I see in 2 weeks. When I see time, I see it like it's already happening. So I feel like I see this conversation happening between now and 2 weeks. I'm not worried about it. He's coming back. If you don't feel comfortable contacting him first, then you can wait for him to contact you. But when he does a sign, instead of like getting drawn into the passion like you normally do, kind of prove it to him and set, you know, put the brakes on and say, listen, let's talk about what I am sensing, and I think you're worried about this. And I feel like if you can do that, you're going to break this crazy cycle that's going on. He's not serious about you. I actually see him very interested. He's just terrified of being used.
So do you see this going somewhere then?
If you can get through this hump, you got to be patient with him about it. And I know it's asking a lot of you, but you got to kind of be the leader on this, the more mature one. And kind of be the one to break the ice about this subject matter.
Okay.
Because that's the only block. He's terrified about another person not loving him for real.
Yeah, he is.
Mm-hmm. Okay, do you make sense to you?
Okay. Yes, it does.
And I'll just steal your name a little bit more, if you don't mind, when I go to Starbucks and stuff.
All right. Well, best of luck to you, Dee. That was really helpful information, and it made so much sense.
Yeah, there's usually always some kind of block, and interesting tonight, there's some really cool, just real blocks, and sometimes, a lot of times there's not, and so when there's real blocks, then you can actually do something about it, which hope for the two of them,
opening
which
the communication.
Which is nice. I like there being hope with love, you know. I don't want to tell people, and I'm very tell it like it is, reader,
yes.
To let people know, and if I don't see it, I don't see it. So I don't try to make people feel warm and fuzzy, because why waste people's
time and do false hope and things like that.
Oh, excellent. That was great. Okay. All right, then. You okay?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Okay.
All
right.
Water.
Okay, you got some water there? Okay. All right, take a sip and get ready. Okay, here we go. We're going to go on over to now the 512 area code. Just a moment, please.
All right. Hello.
Hi.
What's your name? I was just opening open to any messages maybe my guides have for me.
What's your name?
My name is Pearl.
Did you say Paul?
Pearl.
Oh, Pearl. Okay, I couldn't hear you. Well, just so you know, the way I work, I kind of, the whole guides thing. So guides kind of work in a, they kind of always want people to know this. They don't, they work kind of in a ball of energy of light. So they all work in unison. So when I'm doing an intuitive reading for someone, I just allow whatever energies to speak through me, mine, yours, everybody's, and it just, they work in unison.
Okay.
They only separate for us because we don't seem to understand that. So I'd rather you pick something, because that's just a very general thing that you want to, you know about, rather than just,
okay,
you know, they don't really work that way. So what is it, something that you want and that you're struggling with?
Relationships, building friendships to move me into helping others. How about that?
Okay. Relationships and friendships. Do you feel like it's hard for you to connect with people?
I don't think it's hard for me to connect with them. I think sometimes I'm a little bit too connected, and it's just difficult
Okay. So this is a good subject, because what you're basically describing is you're very, which I can kind of feel from you, very sensitive and intuitive person, and I know people always kind of get caught up in like the terminology like empathic or clairvoyant and all that stuff, but like I teach a class on this, and what I tell people is, what I tell my class, I was just telling them, is that empathic just means you're an empathetic person, like you have empathy for people. And if you're, when people call someone empathic, it's just like you're more empathetic than most. So like, in other words, we all can kind of try to have empathy, but there, we all know people who have none. And then there's those of us who don't ever have to even experience something someone else is going through, and we still feel, you know, feel their pain. So what I would say is, what's going on with you is, you, it doesn't, the reason why I asked you, is it hard for you to connect with people, is because I kind of feel like it's kind of almost like painful, like kind of jagged. And that's because you're feeling too much all the time from everybody. So you need to kind of at, kind of go, come full circle to you wanting to know what, you know, those around you want to tell you, is that the boundaries need to kind of get set a little clearer. So when you're waking up in the morning, if you can kind of imagine a golden light around you, and also when you're talking to people, imagine a glass wall between you and that person. So when you're seeing someone and you're feeling and you want to help, like, so I get what you're saying now, you want to help them, and you want to help them because you feel things from them, that's fine, but your tentacles are going into them, and you're sucking in whatever they're feeling to help them. And no, 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 you can't do that. You drain yourself. If I did that with when I raid people, I wouldn't even be able to get up in the morning. So you can scan people and look and see what's going on with them and even feel it, but you realize it stays on their side of the wall, right? So you can help them. And you can kind of tell them what you're feeling and what you're seeing, but don't let it hit you so hard. So
okay.
Do you know what I mean? So this is kind of a good exercise, is you put your left hand over your heart and put your right hand sticking out. And you kind of, I did this for a while, and you practice like, this is me and that is them. This is me and that is them. Because when you're a real intuitive person, you kind of start, you kind of can't start to tell where you begin and they end. And what you're doing is, I can feel you, you're like a sponge and you're absorbing everything. And it could even make it hard sometimes to go like in a hospital or, you know, to walk into public places sometimes because you're feeling the energy. Or if you're talking to a friend and you're trying to help them, you get pulled so into what's going on with them that you lose yourself. And then what happens is, as soon as they get what they want from you, they're done. And they just kind of drop you, and now you're left to, you're feeling all of this stuff. So boundaries is kind of what I'm hearing kind of screaming at me to tell you.
and boundaries is put a glass wall between you and that person. You can even put a moat with dragons. And you can, your dragons are your protectors, and the moat is like, you can't cross my moat. I'll see you and I'll help you, but it can't touch me. So you don't need to push your tentacles out into people anymore to be there for them as a friend. And remember, people will take, and they won't even think about it.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Okay, Pearl. Thank you so much. Yeah, that's great that she shared that, because there are so many people who it's called empathetic.
Right.
Where they just care and they get affected by it.
Yeah, it's a very common thing, and I could feel from her, she's very sensitive, and it's a great quality, because she's truly a compassionate, caring person. And you don't want to not be that person, because that's who she is. That's who she was born to be. She, probably will do something like that professionally in her life. It will guide her to something that will make her more happy. But what happens a lot is that I'll see this, people come to me for readings, and I can immediately see when they're pushing their tentacles into me. And that's the only way they've learned how to sense what's going on with people. And I teach a class on how to hone your clairvoyance abilities, but that's the title, but it's really just learning how to hone your senses, all your senses.
Mm.
And the first thing I try to show them is protection. A, you put golden light around you when you're that sensitive all through the day. And when someone approaches you that you can feel needs a lot, you have to put that wall between you and that person.
Kind of disconnect a little bit.
You have to be disconnected. It's like you can have compassion, you can have empathy, you can have all those things, and you can see everything that's going on with the person, but it's not getting into you.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times when you're such a sensitive, intuitive person, it almost can feel good to have that get into you. And save that for someone you really trust and you're intimate with, but you don't do that just walking around the world.
You get stomped on like a grape sometimes.
You get stomped on like a grape, but also it's not healthy. That's how you can walk around your day, and all of a sudden you get home and you're depressed and you don't know why. And then you think back, oh, wait, I was talking to that depressed person, and somehow it affected me, and I don't get why.
They suck your energy.
Yeah.
It's wonderful to be giving, and but you do, like you say, have to have boundaries.
Yeah,
for sure.
Right. I definitely, if I were to connect to every person I read, I wouldn't even be able to get up
in the morning.
Goodness.
That's right.
Right.
What about you?
Yeah.
I can imagine. Okay. All righty. You okay for another call?
Yeah, let's go.
Okay. All righty. We're going to go on over to the 203 area code.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
What's your name?
This is Shanse.
Shanse, okay. And what is the reading you were looking to get?
Well, I was looking for a job that will allow me to move out.
Sorry, I missed the last part. You said you're looking for a job?
That would allow me to move out.
To move out, okay. I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
You want to move, okay. So you're working something now and it's not paying enough, right? Or is it that you need a job, period?
Yes.
Okay. All right, let's take a look here. Are you just applying to whatever right now, or are you specifying it? In other words, are you looking only, because I kind of feel like I see you kind of jumping all over the place, like you're not quite sure specifically which area you should do, so you're just kind of applying everywhere?
Yes.
Okay. My feeling is that, like, I feel like when I'm you, there's this huge mountain you want to climb and you're feeling overwhelmed, like you're not going to be able to climb it. And that's, like, the worst way to approach it, because you're going to feel defeated. So the better way to approach it is to just little brick by little brick. So when I was seeing, I was kind of feeling like, don't worry about getting something kind of simple and like part-time, even if it's part-time, you know, even if that's all they have to offer, because I kind of see that might happen. And for some reason, I was getting, it's probably not going to be your favorite thing on the planet, but I was getting drawn to the mall and kind of just getting a simple retail type job.
just to have some money coming in. Because the reason why is that it actually will start off part-time, but I could see it moving into full-time, and I could see you moving into, like, a manager position. Those jobs move pretty fast that way.
Mm-hmm.
And then I could see you getting a roommate. So, in other words, I feel like you have in your head, like, you're putting too much pressure on yourself. Like, I have to get this job making this amount of dollars, like, right away so I can get my own place. And really, you just want to kind of do brick by brick. So, in other words, just get a simple job. It starts bringing in money and something you know you can get pretty fast because I can see you doing that. And then it will turn into something more. And then you'll I see you meeting someone at work and you can move out in a roommate situation. So if you're serious about that and you really want to do that and you stop trying to approach this big mountain, I could see in the next, like, 4 months, by the end of summer, I could see you moving out.
Yeah, only thing is retail scares me a little bit.
I know, but that's why I said I didn't think it would be the best thing on the planet. I kind of felt that you were avoiding it. You'll be fine. Don't worry about it. You're very, you have a very...
I'm thinking about applying to Sephora.
Yeah, that's right, the makeup, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's perfect. That was kind of what I was, should have said it, but I didn't, so no point in that. But I was kind of getting pulled to, like, the makeup thing, or clothes doesn't look too exciting enough. I don't know. I don't feel pulled to the clothes as much. So the makeup thing is great, but don't do shoes or anything like that. But I could see jewelry, makeup, and then clothes last. So start start makeup, jewelry, clothes. Those are the orders I see you feeling the most comfortable. And, you know, just don't be afraid of it. All they look for is honest people who have a sweet personality, who are going to want to learn and work hard. And don't tell them you're scared. And don't tell them that you have a hard time with people. Fake it till you make it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So if you have to say, yeah, I'm great, I love talking to people, you know, you'll be fine. It's just people kind of freak you out, but you'll be fine.
Yeah, because the Sephora job kind of goes along with the schooling I'm in now.
On the makeup artist or something? In cosmetology?
Well, I'm an esthetician.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Yeah.
They'll love you. So that's perfect. Yeah. That's
perfect. There you go.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, then. Well,
okay,
Chauncey, thank you. Thank you so much for sharing that. There you go. Okay, set her off on the fake it till you make it. I love that.
Yeah, well, I kind of feel like sometimes to pull an energy into your life, you may not feel that way 100%, but because it's about growth, like we talked about, sometimes you have to push yourself into an uncomfortable zone to, even if you're not quite there yet, to grow.
Yeah.
So you can't always wait for life to come and have these big, you know, glorious, inspiring moments. Sometimes they're jagged and uncomfortable, and you push yourself through it anyway.
You just take a deep breath
and
jump off the high dive.
And like, she, you know, look, it's perfect for her. She's scared to do it, but she's going to school for it.
Right.
And, yeah.
It's about confidence.
Just one little area.
Yeah.
And she should get the confidence.
There you go. Oh, good. All right. Well, before we go to the next caller, again, we should remind everybody.
Yeah, remind everybody that, okay, if you want to get a reading, you can get me on Adela Levine, ADELALAVINE.com. And if you have problems with that or there's something funky with my website or something like that, then, or you want to just, you know, go right to where it's, I'm doing my readings at thegreenmanstore.com is probably the quickest way because they book all my readings for me. To remind people, I have the things coming up. I have an appearance on Wife Swap coming this month, but apparently I don't know the date because we haven't gotten all of the producers, so I just keep checking.
Yeah, that's where that
goes.
Yeah,
yeah, sometimes you just have to keep checking.
And
but
you post it on your website when you find out.
When I find out, I'll post it. Yeah, it's supposed to be happening. And also you can find me on Facebook. That's a good way to get updates on everything I'm doing, too, because I use my Facebook page. So that's Adela Levine. It's easy. And on Twitter, you can find me Adela Medium. And I post things on those two things too. But yeah, that should be in the next few weeks on ABC. And then I'm doing a medium gallery on the 26th at the Green Men store. And that's where I do a big group of people, anywhere from 10 to about 20 people, and every person gets a reading. And I keep them small on purpose so that every single person can get a reading. They're reasonably priced, and it's a way to kind of get a taste of a medium reading. If you're not sure, you're a little nervous about it, you're safe in a big group, and you can get a taste of what it's like and to see if you want to get a full-on reading. And that will be on the 26th of this month. And those who are interested in honing their abilities, I do teach classes at the Green Men store. We're in the middle of the Clairvoyance 101 right now, so I'm not taking any new people. But the Clairvoyance 201, which is the next level, is starting May 2nd. But the store knows that I have to talk to you, and you have to see if you're, you know, even at that place to handle the second level. And if you're not, then these classes just keep cycling. The next 8 weeks, I'll be teaching the 101 again.
And again, that is in the Los Angeles area.
That is in the Los Angeles area. North Hollywood is where the Green Men store is. And they're really fun classes, and it helps open your site up and teach you about protection, all that stuff I was telling that girl about. What was her name again? I forgot. I wrote her name down. Sorry.
She knows who she is.
Yeah, she knows who she is. Sorry about that.
Yes.
The name went out of my head. But she wanted to know, you know, about relationship and things like that, and about, I was telling her about protection, the last caller, before this last caller. And anyway, so the clairvoyance classes are to help people open up their abilities, hone their abilities, and know about protection and things like that.
Yeah, you teach it so that people are not scared of this. And there's such a fallacy that goes along with it. And it's not only a fallacy, that you have to be with somebody who knows what they're doing.
Oh, yeah, you should definitely be picky. My biggest thing, and that every beginning of every group that I get, they do have that look of a little, like, deer, you know, cotton headlights look on their face, like they're scared. And that's why I reassure people that not only is the store very big on protecting their space, but I'm all about protection, and that's the first thing we do. I call in Archangel Michael, that's who I work with, and I you know, call in the light, and I teach you how to protect yourself. And that, before I open you up, it's all about that. And people who don't do that, yeah, that's a problem. So definitely ease people into it, so I'm not jumping them.
Right,
yeah.
And some of those goddess pictures can throw people off and think it's spooky and there's something negative about it.
Oh,
and it's the exact opposite, right? It's the exact opposite.
I had some fun. And the goddess pictures are about, like, knowing your power and knowing the goddess energy of strength and femininity and beauty. And
yes,
it's just that we're not used to female power. What's interesting, when you see male, you know, you see Zeus and all that kind of stuff, people are kind of used to that, like superheroes and stuff. They're used to that in the male energy, and people don't tend to get that freaked out. But because it's, like, not as familiar that we don't see superhero women, it does look, maybe it might be a little bit, like, off to people. But I think that's kind of interesting, because you can see that in movies and all the time, and people just accept it. But, yeah, that's kind of what superheroes are based on. They're based off of gods and goddesses and the whole mythologies and things like that. It's just energy.
Yeah.
And then what I was trying to display was, I do believe in pushing and pulling energy to you. And I was telling the photographer about pushing and pulling energy and having fun with the idea that if you push energy out, pull it to you, you can manifest the things you want. And
that's
that the power's
awesome
within you. So it's just
awesome,
kind of based on that. But, yeah, no. And the thing is, you know, I always tell you this. My whole thing is, if people are freaked out about it, they can, you know, talk about it. I'm not here to convert anybody to anything I believe in. I'm not here to prove myself. I'm just here to offer what I do. And you can, you know, take it or leave it. I'm not worried about
trying to convince people of anything, because I'm not trying to convert anybody. I'm just here to offer something. And I'm totally fine with people who are unsure, they're scared, they're skeptical, because I believe you should walk into any spiritual encounter with somebody who's claiming to open you up or know things. You should be kind of not sure about that person and feel a little, you know, until you kind of see what's really going on. And if I were to come from a place of like, you should believe me because I, you know, then yeah, that would be freaky and I wouldn't trust that. And so I'm more than happy to let people ask questions and not be sure. But if you're going to get a reading, then get a reading. You know, if you're going to fight the reading, you're not going to get much out of it. So I would say if you're not sure, if you fight me the whole time, then you're not going to get much out of it. Why don't you just, like, let me do what I do, and then you'll decide. And then it's just kind of fair on both ends. So
that's great.
It's fine. Yeah.
Yeah. And it really is amazing walking into, I did experience one of your gallery readings, and it was amazingly comforting, loving, and nothing scary about it. It was just beautiful. And to watch you do readings of people with their loved ones that have crossed and see people heal and just the beauty of love from where we are now to our loved ones on the other side and the communication, you being the conduit, is just, it's so beautiful. I just love it.
Well, that's great. I think my purpose of the gallery reads came from going to a gallery read. I won't mention who was. He's kind of more known in the world I'm in, and it was very cold to me. You know, it was like a huge gallery read. It was only a few people got read, and I just was at the beginning of kind of realizing I had an ability, and I just promised myself that I wouldn't make people feel that way, because I was one of those people seeking to speak to family members, because even though you have a gift, it's hard to talk to your own family sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And I was at the beginning of all everything. I wasn't quite sure what I was. But I did know that I made a promise that if I ever did something like this, that I wouldn't let people walk out feeling disappointed that they didn't connect
yes.
to somebody.
Yes.
And you can't connect to 75 people, so
right.
That's why I don't do big ones. But also, yeah, to keep it light, to remember that what you might be afraid of, you're just afraid of the unknown, and you're afraid of the unfamiliar.
Right.
And we've been taught that the couch is more real, or the, you know, table is more real than somebody who's passed on.
Just because you can't see it.
Because you can't see it, right.
Yeah.
So it's just fear.
Yeah. So check it out if you're in the Los Angeles area. It is such a treat. And for those of you who are hurting inside and grieving about it, it's just, I've just seen really amazing things and people really heal, seeing the confirmations that they really are there.
And
well,
I'm sorry. I just, you reminded me. So if you are going to come to the Medium Gallery, you do need to call and get your name on a list, because we do cap it.
Yes.
So. Yes,
at the Green Man store.
Right.
Yes.
You don't have to pay for it when you call, but you just have to put your name on the list.
Very good. All right. Okay. If you're good to go, we've got somebody else on the line. We'll take one more call here from the 916 area code. Let's see what we got.
Hello. Thank you so much for taking my phone call. I appreciate that.
No problem. What's your name?
My name is Ray.
Ray. Okay. Hi, Ray. And what were you looking for tonight?
Tonight, I want to know more so my career, what I should do in the immediate to help me in the future. And the reason why is because I'm in college right now, and I just got denied. I just got denied to go into the state that I'm trying to transfer to, the state college. And I got denied.
Are you doing something creative? Are you trying to study something creative?
Yes, I'm a broadcaster.
Yeah. Are you an okay? Yeah, you have a great voice.
thank you.
So you're trying to get into broadcasting. Is that what you said? Did I
hear
you right?
Communication with an emphasis in broadcasting.
Okay. So my feeling is, start off the bat. So you're pretty. If you're like in school, not being condescending or anything, but you're pretty young, right?
Yes, I'm 25.
Okay, yeah, that's awesome. I love reading this age because, like, when I was talking about paths, you guys have, like so many options. You don't have all this, like, stuff that is from the past blocking you quite as much. So my first hit when you were talking is that it's kind of a blessing in disguise. You just don't see it yet. I feel like you're supposed to just kind of let yourself get out there and start getting experience. Have you already kind of been doing, like, internships and things like that?
Well, see, that's the thing is, so I'm at a community college right now, and I just...
And you
want to
get into
one...
a four-year college? Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, and see, what's keeping me is my one math class, and I am terrible at math.
Mm-hmm.
If I had passed this math class, I would have gotten into San Francisco State, but San Francisco
right.
State denied me because I don't have 3.0.
Well,
so now,
this is my feeling. My feeling is don't get so caught up in that. Like, go ahead and try to figure out how to get a way around it, whether you have to go to a different school. But I actually feel that whether you get, like, any kind of internship, like being a PA, you know what a PA is, right?
Yeah, I actually have my own radio show here on Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. All right, that's cool. So then continue to do things like that, but also, like, get on something else that maybe has you, you know, working for somebody who has something more, like, you know, like a little more established, like whether you're, like, you know what I mean? Like, just keep it rolling. Like, keep doing the experience. Because in today's world, it's, like, more about the doing. Degrees are great, but they're not really holding the water like they used to. And the doing and getting out there is actually what's holding water today. So I would say keep on that track. I wouldn't freak out about the college as much. I mean, you could go ahead and try to find a way around that if you want. But my sight for you, if you're asking what I'm seeing as far as sight, is that you're going to have more success. You're going to be the guy who's like, I just went out there and I started doing it. I see your success coming more from that.
You don't see like a town, like a certain area, like north or south that I would end up at, you know?
No, I actually, what came up for you with some reason was like New York. San Francisco seems like I just caught hits of big cities. Even Seattle.
Yeah.
Seattle would be great. Okay. I feel like Seattle feels even better than all of those. Because it feels like it would be much more of a softer town, like a friendlier town, but with the city life, and very much easier for you to get in what you want to do. And it's a big, you know, music, and, you know, they have a lot of what you want to do there, and techie people, and I don't know, feels good. But I would get out there, and I would just continue doing what you're doing, and not, you're going to look back, and you're going to realize that probably wasn't going to be the way you're going to have your. You're more of a doer than like reading about it. You know what I mean? So
right.
Just continue doing what you're doing. I think you're on the right track. So
okay.
Don't freak out about that. Yeah. Don't let that trip you up. I think that would be silly. It's not going to make or break you. I just don't see it. I feel like you're going to be like that self-made man. Like you're going to say, I was self-made man. Like I see you like 10 years from now, telling people how you got where you are in 10 years.
Yeah, I'm actually in the process, because I do radio, I'm in the process of actually trying to do my own amateur like video show that I can put on YouTube and go to different sporting tailgates. And that's been in the process.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, okay. See, you're doing exactly the right things. Continue doing that.
Okay, Ray. Well, thank you so much for calling in. We really appreciate it. Okay, you got the music on. We're ending the show. So we've got a little shout out
I want to give a shout out to my niece Misha. Today's her birthday, and I also want to give a shout out to Special Michael. And
one of the Special Michaels in your life, right?
He's the only Special Michael in
besides Saint Mike,
the Saint Michael. And also wanted to let people know that we're going to be.
Up to your design. Don't forget Mother's Day. Special treat for you. When you finally close your eyes and you feel the dream, and you know down deep inside that it's gonna be oh, oh, oh. See you then.
Everything has gotta change when you